I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
We're recording.
Recording. Hello, everybody.
What up, what up?
Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose.
Where two black-ass girls invade the whitest show on earth,
The Bachelor.
I'm Natasha.
And I'm Justine.
And we just watched the Fantasy Suites episode. Mm-hmm. It was pretty uneventful. I mean, for a Fantasy Suites episode, I feel like it was kind of boring.
Yeah, absolutely. I would actually consider this the first real episode of this season.
The first what episode?
Real episode.
Real episode.
Yeah. What do you mean? Nothing else really happened until now.
Yeah, that's true.
Nothing else like really finally meaningful. Finally we're getting summed up. Like, oh, mm-hmm. Lord.
Yeah. What are your initial thoughts?
Again, finally, The Bachelor has started a conversation on social between people. People have differing opinions. People have personal stories. People are finally engaged with the show. They made us wait 10 weeks for us to be engaged.
Give us something worthwhile to talk about.
Jesus. 10 weeks, actually, and an hour and a half, actually. And I don't really know why they couldn't show more of that in the previews, but whatever. And while this is all well and good, I haven't watched Love is Blind, but I feel like Love is Blind has really taken over the zeitgeist lately, and I feel like it's like too little too late almost. Right? This conversation. I'm like, oh, I don't know if they're...
Yeah.
They're probably not talking about this on Love is Blind, but, you know.
They're just talking about a whole lot of the stuff on Love is Blind. That's for sure. But, yeah, it's a tad late, but, yeah, here we are.
And I also just love that Madison knows what she wants and her ability to be self-aware, self-assured, but also showing these, like, moments of vulnerability of being like, oh, fuck, I don't know what to do. I'm in love with this guy, and he fucked my friend 2 days ago. And I really appreciate that transparency from her. And I think that's been pretty rare that we've seen on the show, that someone has dead ass looked somebody in the eye and been like, you fucked somebody else 6 days ago and then you're gonna propose to me? That's wild.
Yes, this is the first time it's been actually called, like, spelled out in that way. That is what happens every season.
Yeah.
Yep. The guy or the girl fucks, like, two other people, and then a week later they get engaged to somebody else, and it's like, what?
Yeah. Yeah. So I really appreciate her kind of breaking that fourth wall. And that's it. What do you think?
So, we'll obviously dive deep into this, into the episode, but... I'm curious your thoughts. So I feel for Maddie. I really do. Mm-hmm. I respect her choice. I admire her choice and her decision that she's made for herself. I'm always for women owning their bodies, making their own decisions, doing whatever the fuck you want to do, whether it's fucking everybody under the sun.
Yep.
fucking a man, fucking a woman, fucking men and women, whatever you want to do, or
they, them.
Saving yourself for marriage.
Yep.
Yes. Whoever. Your decision, your body, point blank period. What I'm perplexed about is Madison knew coming into this Peter fucked Hannah B four times in a windmill. Madison also knew, I mean, with that, she knew that premarital sex is, like, definitely a thing for Peter.
Right.
Yeah, okay. She also knew that the fantasy suites is, like, a thing on The Bachelor.
Yep.
You don't have to have sex in the fantasy suite, but he can, other women could have, choose to have sex with him.
Right.
It's just a thing that happens on The Bachelor. What exactly was Madison's plan of action?
She didn't have one because Madison just graduated from college and doesn't know probably how to express herself like in this way with a mic pack on her back. This is very scary. And what is also confusing, though, is your first thought of like you knew that premarital sex is a thing for this man. Not only is it a thing, but it was like widely celebrated across Bachelor Nation. You know, especially after the Bachelor previously, who was not only a virgin, but also like whack as fuck. There was that too. So I'm torn on that, but I'm just gonna blame it on her age for now and her just like lack of experience overall.
I mean, I guess. I just feel like was she hoping and wishing that had she made it to fantasy, like if she makes it to fantasy suites, by then he'll be most in love with her, so then he just like quit the show. Or, like, was she expecting that...
Yeah, that's a crazy thought.
Someone who, like, Peter clearly values sexual intimacy in relationships.
Yes.
Was she hoping that suddenly he was just not going to honor those values and put her values above his because he loved her that much? Like, I just... I'm trying to understand what her game plan was because, like, she knew a lot of things going into this. Her values is the biggest one that she knew. But then she also knew these things about Peter.
Yeah.
So it's like, what was the plan? Because this was going to be an outcome either way if you made it to fantasy suites with Peter, with anybody. Like, what was the plan of action? Just like very, I would love to just understand that mindset of what she was hoping, planning, wishing. Like, I don't know how else, I don't know how this would have gone any other way.
Right.
Aside from Peter being like, actually, I quit the show. I choose you right now. Like,
right.
You know?
Yes. Yes. And I, we'll talk about it later, but she was expecting him to say anything. And clearly he wasn't saying anything that she wanted him to say. But she was like madly in love with him. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I don't think Madison knows.
Sorry, Maddie.
Either. It's like no one knows.
No, she absolutely did not.
And alas, we are here. So we'll just continue to watch this unfold. Before we dive into the recap, we have an exciting announcement.
Yes.
The so biggest excited. Announcement, the most exciting announcement.
Of announcements.
Of announcements. Yeah, yeah. We always have announcements, but this is like the ultimate announcement.
Yes.
We are so, 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 so excited to announce that we are going to South by Southwest in Austin, Texas, and we'll be hosting our first ever live show!
Live show!
We are so...
So excited.
So excited. We will be at the Patreon house. So Patreon has invited us down to South by Southwest. We'll be at the Patreon house, which is 86 Rainey Street, on Monday, March 16th, 4:30. And we will be hosting a live show of this year podcast.
4:30 to 5:30.
Live.
A whole hour.
And in the flesh. I just want to say, a shout out to Patreon for hooking us all the way up, always supporting us and giving us this awesome opportunity. We've been wanting to do a live show for quite some time. If you've been with us for a while, we almost did a live show in New York and then it kind of fell through. And since then we've been just getting hounded by emails and DMs, people always asking us, when are we doing a live show?
Yeah.
It's always been a dream of ours. But as you know, we are two busy women in New York working two full-time jobs. So it's been hard to kind of figure out how to put on a live show and live my life and do this podcast and all the things.
And you know, we're independent as independent could be, you know, we don't have any help but each other.
Exactly. So
that's part of it too.
That too. It's just the two of us driving the ship here. So, yeah, we're super excited and really, really thankful to Patreon for giving us this opportunity and giving us this platform, giving us a stage, giving us all of the tech equipment, resources, everything we need to do to put on a live show. And it's super, super excited. And yeah, we're just hyped. We're so hyped.
Yeah. So excited. So excited to see you guys. All we see is each other when we do this podcast.
I know.
We get the church announcements. We sometimes get pictures of you all's dogs. We sometimes get, you know, videos of you's babies. But we've never seen you in person.
No.
Really excited to see you guys in person.
Yeah. And nervous too. So I have so many feelings.
Very nervous.
Very, so many feelings about this. I don't know. But we're going with it. So, yeah, if you're going to be at South by Southwest or if you live in Austin or anywhere near Austin, come on by Monday, March 16th, Patreon House. Come see us chat shit about The Bachelor and other things live in the flesh. And we'll be obviously posting more details to come on social media and all of the things. But mark your calendars. And shout out, as always, to the Patreon crew. Honestly, we love the shit out of you. Truly.
We do. We really do.
Truly. None of this would be possible. Even this live show.
I know.
Like, and like, also want to say, like, it was not an easy decision to move to Patreon, like, at all, making that decision to move our podcast and kind of value our...
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which, you know, is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
Our time, value our efforts as independent podcasters, and, you know, checked out this platform called Patreon that would allow us to, you know, get compensated for our work. But I just want to say thank you to everyone who believed in us and stuck with that decision and came over to Patreon and has supported us. And we always shout out to the Patreon crew every week, but, like, truly shout out to you guys, because we would not be able to do this podcast or even have the opportunity to do a live show right now if it were not for you guys. So love you all from the bottom of our hearts.
For sure. And I was telling Natasha yesterday, Sunday, when we were meeting, like, this wasn't supposed to happen. Like, this is, like, such a wild turn of events. Mm-hmm. And it could not be possible, this, like, launch of just not only, like, success on our side, but also motivation on our side to keep going and keep everything moving if it wasn't for you guys. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Love you guys dearly. So yes, please rate, review, subscribe, hit us up on Twitter. Our handle's the number 2BLK girls, the number 1Rose.
And we do email call outs every week, and we may have some really special ones coming up. So our email is the number 2BLKGirls, the number 1Rose at gmail.com.
Yes. And find us on Facebook, find us on Instagram, tag us in your story, let everybody know that we are doing our first live show at South by Southwest. Spread the word, screenshot your story. If you have friends in Austin, send them our way.
Tell them.
Tell them. Yeah. Come and check us out. Please don't leave us on stage talking to an empty room. No.
The biggest fear. Just talk it like we are right now.
God. But yeah, tag us in your story. It helps us so much. But yes, continue to spread the word, and many more details to come on our show, but continue to at least put the word out there for us. Thanks, guys. All right. Before we jump to the recap, Justine, I know you have some lovely church announcements.
I do. So we got some really interesting axe throwing stories.
God, everybody.
Apparently everybody's been but us.
Apparently it's the greatest thing on earth, and we missed that memo.
So first off, shout out to Chanika, Catherine for the love. You guys are awesome. And then Jake, who gave the best and most concise, kind of sum up of what axe throwing is. And he said, let this cis white man be at your service. White people enjoy axe throwing because it allows them to channel their primal rage in societally acceptable format, where they can skip small talk for slamming bladed weapons into objects while further emotionally incapacitating themselves by also slamming back beers while doing it.
Ooh, that's it in a nutshell. I don't need any more explanation besides that. That sounds quite right, I'd say.
Yeah, that sounds right. So thank you, Jake. That was a great, great just sum up. Shout out to Lisa, who also had a bachelorette prediction for Katie. I think Katie would be really good as a bachelorette, too, because she threw her fiancé under the bus
live on television.
So she'd be messy.
She's messy. She'll do anything these producers want her to do.
Yeah, or she'll just do whatever she wants to do.
But I think she likes the drama too.
Maybe she likes a little bit, you know, a little spice. And then Casey, who was a black woman who went axe throwing with her boyfriend and then broke up with him 2 weeks later. So shout out to you.
Nice, love it.
And then Liberty, who tells us about axe throwing in Brooklyn. So apparently it's in Brooklyn. This is wild.
Yes.
What if somebody, like, robs it and then just, like, walks out with an axe in their hand? No.
Special shout out to our friend Kemi. Kemi sent us a text.
She didn't.
Saying, you guys have to come to Gowanus early March. We're going to go axe throwing.
No, we're not.
They were like, no.
Who's we? Kemi.
Kemi is co-signing this life of axe throwing as an activity. And apparently she has a spot picked out.
Like, for she us. Likes it?
Yeah. She says she has a place what? In Gowanus. She's waiting for us to come down and we're going to go axe throwing with her. So,
girl, you're going to be waiting a hot minute because I am not going.
I'm
going
to go. Ooh, I'm going to go check it out and report back.
You are. Yeah. You are. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Natasha, no.
I know.
Oh.
Yeah, test it out for the culture. Report back and let Black Twitter
Who's
know.
Who's culture?
Black Twitter. I'll let Black Twitter know how my experience.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Yes.
yeah. That it for church announcements?
That's it. That's it this week. You got any Bachelor Nation news?
I do have some Bachelor Nation news. So our beautiful Tyler C is going to be hitting our TV screen soon. He is going to be co-hosting a show called Barkitecture.
Oh, wait, what?
Yes. It is a show where he and this actually a Black Brooklyn-based interior designer named Dalia Kenza. They are partnering together and they are going to be building custom dog houses for like celebrities, essentially. So yeah, it's a show called Barkitecture. It's going to be on Quibi, which I don't know what channel that is.
Oh yeah,
is that a web channel or is it actually on TV?
I think it's a real channel. I want to say they had one of like the reality shows, like either Tokyo Toni.
What
was on Quibi?
How is that?
You know Tokyo Toni? You don't know who Tokyo Toni is? It's Black China's mom.
Oh, no, I do know that. I did that. Yeah. Okay. Oh, she had a show?
So either her show or, like, yeah, somebody was on Quibi, though.
Well, Tyler C's there next. Yeah. He's going to be building dog houses.
That premise is wild because you know celebrity dogs sleep in like the bed with them,
right?
Why are they acting like they sleep in dog exactly houses?
So in the little trailer I saw, they had Kyle Richards from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Stop. Well, she has five dogs. Yes. That makes sense.
Okay. And got a big ass house for their dog. And then also Lisa Vanderpump's gonna be on it. Rumor Willis is gonna be on it,
of course,
a bunch of other stars. But it was cool. It looks like a cool, I mean, I'm not watching this at all, but
no, absolutely not. And I know I don't pay that kind of package to get Quibi.
Yeah, that's definitely not involved in my package at all. But yeah, Tyler looked great. He had on his little tool belt looking just so scrumptious. And yeah, he's paired up with this Black interior designer. So shout out to Black Excellence.
That's cool.
And
yes.
Let us know about the show, guys, because I will not be watching this one. But. It's cute. That's interesting how people, it's interesting the opportunities and choices that like Bachelor people choose. You know what I mean? Remember when Peter was like on Total Divas and we're like, this is what you chose as your
your
first foray back into television?
He probably didn't have a choice. I could see Tyler C. orchestrating this entire thing from top to bottom. Oh, hell yeah.
Because he's a contractor. Like, this is, like, what he does. And so it's like...
He's a contractor, and he also hangs out in that circle. Like, I know Kyle Richards is, like, friends with the Kardashians. So,
like... it's, like, in that same kind of world.
Thing, you know?
So, good for him. That's cool. He's, like, putting his, like, actual career, like, model aside. Like, his real career that he's... went to school for and
yes.
Putting that to work and then also continuing with his like Tyler C fame, and it's a cool little decision. Should be a cute little show. So that was one piece of news. Other piece of big news, Hannah G and Dylan got engaged this weekend.
They weren't engaged before?
No. Were they? Oh no, they got engaged on they had their engagement party. Is that what it was? I was seeing all the pictures online, like, oh, they're congratulations, they're engaged.
Yes, engagement I saw them
party.
Too.
It looked like they hosted a big party, but you're right. I think they got engaged on...
Didn't they get in?
Paradise.
On the show.
I blocked these people so far out of my mind. Hannah G is not one that I follow in the slightest.
Oh, my God, because we're watching her reincarnated in brunette form already.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, my bad. I guess they had their engagement party this... weekend, which looked very lavish, and of course a lot of Bachelor folk were there. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so yeah, that happened. Other piece of news, Demi is dating somebody new, and she's putting him very much out there for the world to see. I know his name is Slater or something like that.
Yes, that's his Instagram name.
I think he's like a singer, songwriter.
Oh boy.
Some or another artist, musician, something type in LA.
God.
So yeah, they're all hugged up and a lot of PDA pictures of them making out and all kind of stuff. So that's her new little love thing. I don't know what happened to Christian. Yeah. It's that whole entire woman that she was engaged to.
Yeah, she was really in love.
Really in love with.
You know what? I can't.
All of Bachelor Nation had to rally around these two, and then that broke up. And the swiftness.
Yeah, she got a free, like, three-week vacation, Christian. Right.
Shout out to Christian. She don't fetch shit, but Lord. Put her through the ringer on that damn show, and now Demi is with somebody new and flaunting it all over Instagram.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll be watching that one because I don't think we have a choice. Because I mean, it's everywhere.
It's everywhere. Yeah.
So there's that. But yeah, that's it. Time for the recap.
Yep. Yep. Let's go.
Do it.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/twoblackgirlsonerose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.